John chapter 8. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman arrested for adultery. And when they had set her among them, they said to him, "Master, this woman was arrested in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses and the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what do you say?" This they said, tempting him, so that they could have something to accuse him with. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground as though he didn't hear them. So when they continued asking him, he stood up and said to them, "He that is without sin among you, let him throw the first stone at her." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And those who heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest until the last, and Jesus was left alone and the woman standing there. When Jesus had stood up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are your accusers? Doesn't anyone condemn you?" She said, "No man, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Nor do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Then Jesus spoke again to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The Pharisees therefore said to him, "You testify about yourself. Your record is not true." Jesus answered them, "Though I testify about myself, yet my record is true, for I know where I came from and where I'm going. But you can't tell where I came from nor where I'm going. You judge after the flesh. I judge no man. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. I am one that testifies about myself, and the Father that sent me testifies about me." Then they said to him, "Where is your Father?" Jesus answered, "You don't know me or my Father. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also." Jesus spoke these words in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour had not yet come. Then Jesus said again to them, "I go my way, and you will look for me, and shall die in your sins. Where I go, you can't come." Then the Jews said, "Will he kill himself, because he said, 'Where I go, you can't come'?" And he said to them, "You are from beneath. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I said, therefore, to you that you'll die in your sins. For if you don't believe that I am he, you'll die in your sins." Then they said to him, "Who are you?" And Jesus said to them, "I'm the same one I've been telling you about from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world the things that I've heard from him." They didn't understand that he spoke to them about the Father. Then Jesus said to them, "When you've lifted up the Son of Man, then you'll know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these words. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hasn't left me alone, for I always do the things that please him." As he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then Jesus said to the Jews who believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants, and were never in bondage to any man. What do you mean you'll be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is the servant of sin. And the servant doesn't live in the house forever, but the Son lives forever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you'll be free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you're trying to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. They answered him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you're trying to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I've heard from God. Abraham didn't do that. You do the deeds of your father. Then they said to him, we're not born from fornication. We have one father, God. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither did I come on my own, but he sent me. Why don't you understand my speech? Because you can't hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and didn't stay in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, you don't believe me. Which of you can show me to be a sinner? And if I say the truth, why don't you believe me? He that is of God hears God's words. You therefore don't hear because you're not of God. Then the Jews answered him, don't we say well that you're a Samaritan and have a demon? Jesus answered, I don't have a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. And I don't seek my own glory, there is one that seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if a man keeps my sayings, he'll never see death. Then the Jews said to him, now we know that you have a demon. Abraham is dead and the prophets, and you say, if a man keeps my sayings, he'll never taste of death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who is dead? And the prophets are dead. Whom are you trying to make of yourself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honors me, about whom you say that he is your God. Yet you haven't known him, but I know him. And if I were to say I don't know him, I would be a liar like you. But I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Then they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, going through the middle of them, and so passed by.